With the ringing of that school bell, it is time for class session 562 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we hope you'll get your Bible and follow along with us. We're studying about Jeroboam and how he made up his own religion. There were some ways in which it was like the religion and the worship that was to be done at Jerusalem. But he set up golden calves in Dan and Bethel, saying it's just too much to keep going to Jerusalem, and make it easy on yourselves. Let's do something convenient, and let's just worship God through these calves which we have made. We read in 1 Kings 12, 32 and 33, that Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judea. And he went up to the altar, so did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priest of the high places that he had made. And he went up to the altar which he had made in Bethel on the 15th day in the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel, and went up into the altar to burn incense. You see the problem? He was not doing what God said. He was doing what he wanted to do, what he found in his own heart. And that's the way so many people try to approach God today. They don't pay attention to what the Bible says. They want to do things their way. And they think they've come up with things that would be more convenient. It's just too much to try to go back to Jerusalem and to worship the way the Christians did after that first day of Pentecost when the church was established. That's too much. Let's do something we'll enjoy, and we'll worship our way. But the Bible says concerning Jeroboam that this became a sin. No worship is acceptable to God except that which he has ordained. No aid to the worship of God which violates any principle of the gospel of Jesus is now acceptable to God. Idolatry broke the first two commandments of the Decalogue. It embraced, too, the obscene rites, such as adultery and sometimes human sacrifice. For the people went to worship before the one, the margin, and the American Standard Version says they went to worship to each of them, even unto Dan. It was a sin because the people thus worship. Now that ends the Sunday school lesson that we've been studying about Jeroboam and how he became king and how the kingdom was rent asunder. There's one little note right at the end of a quotation from literature that is by George Eliot. And it says, the deepest hunger of a faithful heart is faithfulness. But following this lesson, E.A. Elam wrote something he called After Lessons. And in just a moment, we're going to look at what Elam considered the after lessons of this story about Jeroboam. Now, before we get to those after lessons, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And I want to especially invite you to our Wednesday evening Bible study. We call this Community Heart-to-Heart Bible Studies, where we're taking lessons and looking at those Bible lessons that we send out by mail to every household between McMinnville and Biola, and the little publication called House to House, Heart to Heart. And we're examining those together on Wednesday evening, and you can bring that with you, or you can. We have extras for you if you don't, and participate with us in those Bible studies. Community, Heart to Heart Bible Studies. You see, we believe the Bible. And we believe God works through this world through the Bible, and God will work on you through His Word. And so we want to make it available. We want to study it. And we want to have those spiritual blessings that come thereby. And you're invited to partake of this with us. But with that said, let's go to these after lessons. The headings of some of these after lessons are interesting. One of them is, one sin leads to another. Still another change. God's condemnation of Jeroboam's course. The extent of Jeroboam's sin. And then some applications. Let's read this about one sin leads to another. One departure from God's order leads to another. One sin to another sin. Jeroboam made houses of high places. The high places were elevated places or mounds upon which idols were placed and worship was offered. Jeroboam built temples for the worship of these idols. Well, there was the temple at Jerusalem erected by God's directions, but Jeroboam must erect others for his use. He also wanted to imitate the worship at Jerusalem in order to satisfy the people. He made priests from among all the people that were not of the sons of Levi. After God's severe reproof in 1 Kings chapter 13, Jeroboam still pursued his rebellious way and returned not from the evil ways, but made again from among all the people priests of the high places, whosoever he would, and he consecrated them, that might be there might be priests in the high places. 1 Kings chapter 13, 33. The tribe of Levi was the priestly tribe, and Aaron and his sons were to keep the priesthood, and the stranger that cometh nigh was to be put to death, according to Numbers 3, verses 5 through 10. For an attempt to violate this law, King Uzziah was smitten with leprosy. In 2 Chronicles 26, 6 through 21, Jeroboam and his sons cast off the Levites, that they should not execute the priest's office unto Jehovah. They refused to serve in this idolatrous worship and still went to Jerusalem. And after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek Jehovah, the God of Israel, they came to Jerusalem to sacrifice in Jehovah, the God of their fathers. 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 16. We must now regard the distinction which the New Testament makes between true worship and vain worship, and we must cling to the true worship of God. Now the second part. Still another change. Concerning the annual feast which God ordained for the Israelites, the Feast of Tabernacles came in the 17th month. I want to read to you about those feasts. E.A. Elam suggested that we go back and read from the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, and that's what I'm now going to do. We read in Leviticus 23, beginning in verse 1. Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, the set feast of Jehovah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my set feast. 6 days shalt thou work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no manner of work. It is a Sabbath unto Jehovah, and all your dwellings. Leviticus 23 and verse 4. These are the set feasts of Jehovah, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their appointed season. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, is Jehovah's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto Jehovah. 7 days ye shall eat unleavened bread, and in the first day ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. Leviticus 23 and verse 9. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, speaking to the children of Israel and saying to them, when you're coming to the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before Jehovah to be accepted for you. On the morrow, after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. And in the day when ye wave the sheaf, ye shall offer a he lamb without blemish, a year old, for a burnt offering made unto Jehovah. And the meal offering thereof shall be 2/10 part of an ephah of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto Jehovah for a sweet savor. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the 4th part of a hin. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched grain, nor fresh ears until this selfsame day, until you have brought the oblation of your God. It is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 15. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from that day that ye have brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall there be complete, even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath, ye shall number 50 days. And ye shall offer a new meal offering unto Jehovah. Ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 part of an ephah, and they shall be of fine flour. They shall be bakened with leaven for first fruits unto Jehovah. And ye shall present with the bread 7 lambs without blemish, a year old, and 1 young bullock, and 2 rams. And they shall be a burnt offering unto Jehovah with their meal offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto Jehovah. And ye shall offer 1 he-goat for a sin offering, and 2 he-lambs a year old for sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before Jehovah with the 2 lambs. And they shall be holy unto Jehovah for the priest. And ye shall make proclamation on the selfsame day. There shall be a holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work. It is a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Leviticus 23:22. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am Jehovah your God. You notice how he says that in the midst of these sayings and these commandments, and he gives authority to the things that are being written here. I am Jehovah your God. Let's continue reading. Leviticus 23:23. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, shall be a solemn rest unto you, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. Ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. Leviticus 23:26. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, howbeit on the 10th day of the 7th month is the day of atonement, and it shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah, and ye shall do no manner of work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make atonement for you before Jehovah your God, for whatsoever soul it be, that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from his people. And whatsoever soul that doeth any manner of work that same day, that soul will I destroy among the people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It is a statute forever throughout all your dwellings. It shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and ye shall afflict your souls. And the 9th day of the month at even, from even unto even, shall ye keep the Sabbath. We're going to continue this reading in our next class. You make sure to tune in, but I think it's so important to notice God gave specific instructions on these feasts, and he expected them to keep them God's way.